you know, I learned with my father running the sheet metal company decades ago, is he would always schedule his guys, each and every truck that went out, he'd always schedule them for at least one or two more jobs than he knew they could get to that day. You know, one or two more houses to put gutters on than he knew adequately they could get to on that particular day. And the idea was that you always have more to do. Not that you're trying to weigh yourself down, but, you know, if for some reason you actually get to all those things, you get to all those people, you get to all those changes that you want to make to modify for the better, you're far better off. And I think we've applied that principle in everything that we do, especially when we travel. That was Emily's 114th flight, and she just turned 7. So we take this literally, and I, you know, always encourage people to seize the moment and everything. Don't just become a lemming and go with the status quo. There's opportunities in all these different things. And, you know, if you're expecting a PBJ and you get served pistachio-crusted chicken instead, and I know most of us don't eat like that anymore, it's a win-win for everybody.
Well, thank you for sharing that, because to me it was operating definitely outside the box, not the norm, not doing what's expected or doing the average, but being way outside to the point where you're violating a something, but for a much higher cause, and it paid off in the end. So that was what was going through my mind when I heard them tell the story after the fact, and I just wanted to, and then I got fed a whole lot more on the same subject. In church on Sunday, it normally always takes place, it seems, going the same direction, so I just wanted him to share. So did you guys enjoy that?
Yes.
We are still connected, I hope.
Very much so, especially about Bob Richards.
Yes. And it gave you, the other part was, and I'd forgotten that part, gave you an insight to the management team that we have, the head of the management team that we see at corporate, that is not just for our benefit, because, you know, the number of people there compared to the, you know, performance on stage, he was off stage, or, you know, we would take it he was off stage, and so that's just his personality. That's the way he operates. So
one other note I'll throw in here, Mom, is that Bob and our Gene were sitting in coach, okay, with the rest of us normal people, not wasting a bunch of Nikens resources and money to put them in first class and anything like that. And I think what Mom, you're trying to say is that who you see on stage in Bob Richards or our Gene, his wife, is exactly who they are in person. The DNA of the person doesn't change. And that's not true of a lot of people who are leaders. They put on a front when they're up in the limelight, and then when they're out of the limelight, they become a total, I mean, it's a Jekyll and Hyde, you know, persona. And that is not who Bob Richards is. And when he shares something from the stage or with you one-on-one, you're going to get the same exact message. He's very, very consistent, and I think that speaks volumes of the leadership that we have, and that, hey, this is who Nikan is, and these are the people behind where we're going. So,
I was impressed that Stacy was such a gutsy lady.
Oh, you don't know the redhead that I'm married to. Because, you know, reminiscent of what was going through my mind was summer of, this takes me back a little bit, summer of 1994, after being in Ukraine, Odessa, Ukraine, for 2 months with a team of 42 teenagers. We arrived in Moscow to transfer over. We had 2.5 hours to transfer over to our flight, which is plenty of time. Well, long story short, they took us to the wrong terminal. When I realized that we were at the wrong terminal, by the time we got to our departure gate to get on the flight from Moscow back to Miami, Florida, we had 40 minutes to go. Well, the pilot had decided, since there is 42 seats on that plane, obviously these people did not care about getting there on time, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours beforehand. But we were there on the premises, but we weren't there at the gate. Well, long and short, he ended up leaving without us. And I got to hear in Russian, and, you know, I picked up enough after being there for 2 months, the gate agent and the control tower and the pilot cussing each other out in Russian, of course, so, you know, none of the kids could figure out what was going on. But he decided that, you know, it was his opportunity to get out of the gate early, and he'd already pushed back, you know, way before we even got there. And they left us. So we got to stay an extra night in Moscow, in more or less a concentration camp type facility. It was not a pleasurable moment. So I was not looking forward to doing that, repeating that again in Denver. Unfortunately, neither was my wife. So we, you know, you take matters into your own hands. You know, just say no to being a lemming. I think that's the bottom line.
Thank you. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule.
You're welcome. I'm gonna jump off now and give it back to you.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Mom. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, guys. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you saw some pieces that fit for where we are and what we do, even though it's on a subject other than food. I just know how I felt about it, and I know what is in our hearts as far as how we feel about what we do and why there's a dozen on the call. That's just fine. A dozen can multiply to many, many, many dozens. And that's what we know is taking place, as well as the result. We are a business that is one-on-one most of the time. So any questions, any comments, doesn't have to be about the call. That can be done and over. That are on your mind or experiences you've had.
I have a question and a question, and I want to just share something. The question is on the green bags. How long do they last? Do you throw them out after the green starts to fade away, or?
Mine are still working. It's been from the time it was first introduced on the call. I have yet to have thrown one out. I have quite a few that I rotate with, and yes, mine have faded too, but they still seem to be working. Now, maybe, you know, it's hard to measure whether it would be an extra day if it was a brand new bag or not, but I don't see, you know, deterioration in the vegetables. Anybody else have a comment on that?
Well, if you don't, if you have time, and or you didn't hear me, look in Costco at those fresh facts, because we more and more we like them.
Well, I picked some up, and I haven't had anything set that long in them, but the raspberries I did put in that were marginal, that I pulled out ones, these were from the garden, so they weren't, you know, the typical for the beginning of the season, were still very fresh, and nothing had changed, and normally I would have had a couple more that I would have had to pull out that were not right. And we ate them, so, and they tasted fine. So I am impressed, Lee, and thank you for the comment. And I passed it on, and one of our people had already been using them and only using them for leftovers, didn't even think about the connection with fresh food. So I like what I got, so I'm going to be working with them. Fresh Vac was the brand name on them. And that was at Costco, and there's other places. Did anyone see them at Walmart? I did not, but I didn't look for them.
Yeah, I've been seeing them more at the discount stores lately. So, remember that book that you read, or you started to read, and some of the parts that you were really excited about it, and then you told us, and one of the words in the book was bitch. Do you remember that book?
I do. I don't want to remember it, but
my girlfriend calls me. Well, my girlfriend called me up about one thing, and then we got talking. And I've been, you know, I've met with my friends and told them what I'm doing. And we went away for a few days with a group of girls, and I, you know, I stayed with my program and everything. And so, anyways, while I was talking to her, she's, "Oh, Dottie, I just got this new book, and it was the one that you were talking about." And she says, "Oh, my goodness." She says, "I've got to do what you're doing, start eating the right way, and blah, blah, blah." And I'm like, oh. I says, "You know what? If you guys would only listen to me, I mean, 5 years ago I've told you about different things that are coming to sense now." I says, "And now the way that I'm eating, I mean, now all of a sudden, you know, you think it's something new, but it isn't, you know." But what should I tell her to, because I didn't read the book. I never got it because, you know, after you were kind of downing it a little bit, I what can I do to, not to discourage her, but to encourage her to eat the way we eat, but not to take everything at face value of that book? Or is there any particular things that maybe I should maybe point out to her?
You know what I would have her go for is just what we normally do, and that's the China study, because it's got the reason why. She's there for the recipes and the, you know, probably the way it's, maybe something with the way it's written, but she may have been totally naive just like I was that, you know, it's basically the language is what I objected to. Her wordage of it, I don't appreciate. I think it's very unethical and unladylike, improper to use the vocabulary that this gal used in the book. And so I did not want to honor it by commenting on it and using it on the call once I found out what they were, you know, what she was doing. But anyway, whatever it takes to get people to change their life, I guess is okay, even though I don't agree with it at the start. So what I would just point her towards is the China study and the raft of other books that are available that you use for reference books. You don't have to down that one. Just say it. It wasn't on our book list, and I understand there was, you know, some sprinkled with bad language that, you know, they wouldn't use on a public call. And so give her the names of some of the other ones. But, you know, that's neither here nor there, maybe, with her. So, yeah, don't knock something that's got her attention at this point. But that could be your comment, and it could be your comment just for your level of what, to me, is integrity, okay? Somebody else is going to say it's not that important, but that's where I come from.
You can also invite her on the call, Daddy.
That was the other thing I was thinking of doing too, because you know, she is, and she, her and I used to work together and stuff. So you know, but she's one that has to find things out on her own, even though I tell her what direction, and then she calls me back and tells me, I guess you are in the right direction. You know, she's one that has to find it out by herself. So, but anyways, I'm just glad now that you know, because they, you know, the. My friends, they were okay with what I was doing, but they were, you know, going for what they were eating, which is fine, you know. And I told them not to worry about my diet. You just follow what you want to eat, and, you know, so. But, yeah, thank you, because I think I will. I'm going to invite her on the call. I think that'll be that's a great suggestion. Thank you.
You're welcome, but good question. Anybody else?
When I turned on the TV this morning, I don't know whether she was the CEO or the president, whatever, of Avon, and it was interesting, and I very briefly listened to her, but she was saying this is a wonderful opportunity for her and her company, and the way she was talking, it's the, you know, the same kind of language that we use, and it was building relationships and one-on-ones and talking, you know, first giving your story of why you're using and liking what you're using. But, you know, the economy is a plus for her right now. Am I disconnected?
No, you're still here. I'm sorry. I had to go on.
No, I just wondered. So it was interesting just listening, and I only listened for maybe 2 minutes.
And what did you hear?
That she was saying that the economy is actually a good thing for her right now because... she's showing people that they can buy things to enhance themselves. She didn't bring up specifically the business aspect of it, but, you know, telling people why she uses what she uses, telling her story and building a relationship.
You know, that's the bottom line on everything we do. And I remember, you know, it's been some time since I went through Humans Being More, but the mirroring experience that we had in feeding back to the person in the way that you understand them to be, so that you've got that relationship or that connection. And I utilized this yesterday in responding to a gal that we had just recently done some business with. It was very short. It was just in a few minutes. We had the connection, and there was a link to what we do business-wise, even though she loved her job and was very excited about it. And I was surprised, pleasantly surprised. I asked permission to send her a link and never heard back from her. And it was the link to the four-minute presentation partnership offering that we can use. And it's been a little over a week, 2 weeks now, actually, and she sent me an email and said, so how was your trip? Because she knew we were going to the convention. And that was all she said. Didn't say a word about the video that I had sent her. And I knew she couldn't watch it at work. It had to be at home. So anyway, I emailed her back a couple of paragraphs, short paragraphs, or maybe three. One of them was, I think, one sentence long. And I just wove in the excitement about the convention. And at the very bottom line, I said, oh, and by the way, did you watch the video clip, the four-minute clip that I sent you? That's what I said. And she came back with a very, very strong, unusual response. And it was, yes, and I found it most interesting, my paraphrase, yes, and I found it most interesting. There's only one major problem, and that is that your products are excellent, in all capital letters, and you can put that on paper from me. And then the last sentence was, and I would be interested in looking further at this as an option to changing the direction that I'm going. And of course, I was very excited about that. This was late yesterday. I don't want to look too excited. So this morning I will respond back to her actually on the connection, I even put at the bottom, she's Asian. I said, I would like some time for you to see my cute 7-year-old Chinese granddaughter. Cross paths with my cute 7-year-old Chinese granddaughter. She didn't make any comment. There was one sentence in there about Nikan, but the others were just woven in about our lifestyle, what we enjoyed, and how great the convention was. It was something I heard Dennis say over and over, and that was, we're having too much fun. This should not be allowed to be considered work. And the next time I would have used work, I put in the word play, like I've heard people do. Play. You play a game of golf. Well, we play Nikan very seriously as a career, but it doesn't seem like work. Our job description, and I gave her our job description that there's no sales involved, there's no inventory involved. What was the last one? I can't remember the third point. And we just are educators, become better communicators, and we love our lifestyle, meaning we love what we do, not just where we are in the business. And you should love what you're doing. It should not be work or drudgery, or else you guys are in the wrong place when it comes to sharing, whether it's the way you're eating or the business that we have to offer people. So that was, I guess we've been really on business, the business of lifestyle and the business of Nikan in our lives today. I'm not going to apologize for it because it's up front with me, seeing what we've got and the envisioning, another vision I had yesterday that I think I will use with her at some point, because I plan on offering to send her a new product technology to experience that she can keep on the condition that it will be on her, it will be used within the first 30 minutes that she opens the mail, and that I am told the benefits that she sees happen as a result of it. And you know what I'm talking about, the power patch. And another comment that was going through my brain, or another analogy, was how would you guys like to have a dime for every Band-Aid sold in this country? Well, guess what? We will have in the neighborhood of a dime back on every patch that we put out there. And think of the potential duplication of that. I mean, it's astronomical. It's more than a penny a day duplicated. It could be a dime a day duplicated. And I'm just going, whoa, because you know how commonplace Band-Aids are, and you think about what this Band-Aid can deliver. To me, it was just, yeah, go ahead, I don't care. It was just absolutely outstanding.
Am I correct that in Japan, they have Nikan right next, I mean, like in the pharmacies or wherever, just like the Band-Aids?
Nikan does not have their products in the pharmacy because that would be, they have a BB magnet. They're not like what we've got for a power patch. I never saw those there. I did see what Nikan had was a BB magnet, just like a regular two-sided magnet that was round that you put on the same way we're using this. That was the first trip over there. Nikan had those. But they were also made by other companies because you can't put a patent on a regular magnet.
Uh-huh.
This we can have a patent on because of the design. But they were there, and they've been there for decades. That's how common they are, and that's what
prompted the
analogy of a Band-Aid.
Uh-huh.
Because over there, they have to sell millions of them a year.
Uh-huh.
They were in the convenience stores. I mean, if there was going to be a Band-Aid there, there was a Band-Aid there with a magnet in it. And we're going, wow, but that didn't mean anything to us because we weren't educated enough to know, you know, really pressure points or trigger points, which they don't have to be right on a trigger point, just find the sore spot. And especially with what we've got. So, guys, we're at the end of the line here. We've got to wind this up. We're right to the 40 minutes. So last-minute quick comment, and we're saying goodbye for the weekend.
Char, this is Mary Lou.
Yes.
Have all of you got your products from the convention? I've not yet.
Definitely not. They're filling them as fast as they can possibly pack them. And the way I got one of the boxes yesterday with the invoice sticking out of the box taped into the address, I know those guys are working out of their brains.
Okay.
Just check them out. Mine is being shipped. You can go in and watch the shipping and then the tracking on it. And I'll have it either today or Monday. So just hold tight. I asked the questions, and I got the same answer from the President's Club line. They're packaging and shipping them as fast as they can. It was just way beyond what they anticipated.
Great. Thank you. I had a great response to them yesterday at a health fair. I'll share it with y'all on another day.
With us on Monday, and we'll be back to talk then. And you guys make it an incredible weekend, absolutely incredible weekend in all that you do. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Char. Interesting call.
Bye.
Thanks.